You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Early warning for pottery fans, because whenever Mercedes Munoz releases a collection, it sells out really fast. And this release is a little different and pretty special. Welcome to the show, Mercedes.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. I'm excited.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Mercedes Munoz. I am a ceramic and illustration artist. I live and work here in Juneau. And for a long time, I've been working out of my home studio, but recently that's changed, and that's kind of why I'm here.
Well, we're going to talk all about that. But first, how would you describe your work for someone who's not familiar?
Well, I create functional, wheel-thrown, and hand-built porcelain forms, so mugs, platters, egg cartons, vases, things that can be used and that are inspired by my everyday life. And then I kind of make them my own and bring them to life by creating playful illustrations, lots of pops of color onto the pottery itself. That's kind of like how I, I like to do like animals and plants, and I'm inspired by like all things Alaska and really just like all the little bits of everyday life that bring me joy.
And this time you've got some bowls that you're including.
Yes, I have some big bowls, small bowls.
Citrus juicers.
Yes, I did some citrus juicers. I have platters, little small ring trays. I have so many mugs. I know that that's always the number one thing that people want. And I have been making a lot of mugs and lots of different ones and so many like one-of-a-kind mugs too. So it's really going to be a fun show.
Can you tell me a little bit about your process, how you bring your designs to life?
Yeah, well, as far as like, I know the types of forms that I like to make and that I use in my own life. But, you know, if I'm, say, for example, we got chickens a few years back and I thought, oh, that would be fun to actually have a ceramic egg carton for our chickens. And so then I started making that one of the forms that I would regularly make. But as far as like the inspiration for the drawings, like this time I created a slug mug and I was out in Tenneke with my family this summer. And they have these invasive black slugs that are just everywhere. And they're not like a great thing. They're just everywhere they get in the garden. But I don't know, something about them like just made me smile. And I was like, oh, I thought that would be really fun to make them almost look like a little bit glamorous. Put them on a mug and have like a little parade of marching slugs. So just fun things, things that make me happy. I really like doing colorful things like citrus, floral patterns. I love drawing dogs. I have some dog pieces too.
And a lot of your designs have partially glazed and then partially unglazed. And there's some etching involved too. Can you talk a little bit about how you like to do that?
Yeah, so I've noticed that when I draw my illustrations on the pottery, if I cover them with a glaze, even if it's a clear glaze, they don't often have that same sharpness. Sometimes they can if it's applied really thin, but I also really love that contrast in texture, like the combination of the big drips of the glaze with then underneath the rough feeling of the drawing where you can actually feel where I carved into the clay and painted the illustration, if that makes sense. So I like when I'm holding a mug to be able to feel those two differences at the same time.
Yeah, it's an interesting pairing of you know, smooth and rough with the textures and also the colors, you know, like you were saying, like there's the glazed kind of color, the more muted glazed tones and then the really brightly...
Yeah.
The brightly colored, unglazed parts that just pop out.
Yeah, it's hard, like, when you're using a piece to not notice those different textures. And I am really inspired by being, like, pulled back to the present moment. And that's what part of what pottery is for me. It's like a reminder to be present, whether it's, you know, eating or drinking or whatever it can be. Anything that just, like, it's so easy to rush through. But handmade pottery, both creating and using it, is something that really like centers me in my own life.
How would you say your work has evolved over time?
I think that I've gotten more comfortable with color Yeah, I think that
I agree. Actually, just having looking back on some of the earlier stuff since I've been kind of following your work.
Yeah, I would say that that's probably the biggest change. I think if you look back at some of my first bodies of work, a lot of elements are really similar. Some of the forms and the way that I would combine the texture of the rough surface with the heavy glazed drips. But I think the farther along I go, the more I'm experimenting and pushing myself with color. And I've done that more so with this body of work with glazes. In the past, I have stuck to like one glaze, and I've been spending a lot of time this year in the months leading up to this show experimenting, overlapping different glazes to create kind of my own recipes and effects. And there's some like really beautiful pieces that came out that I'm excited to share with everyone.
So even though you do, as you've already kind of said, you change up your designs a lot, you've incorporated new and different colors, it does seem like there's a continuity to your style across all the bodies of work. And, you know, it just sort of marks it as Mercedes Munoz. Is that deliberate on your part?
Yeah. I mean, I think that something that I'm – one thing that I've always been drawn to is, like, repetition and patterns. And so whether it's, like, that – etching line work that I did probably more in the beginning of my artistic career, I did a lot of that, to now where even I bring that into like illustrations of floral patterns or fruit or animals or anything. I combine those etchings in, but now I'm like using those elements like the slug mug to create like multiple slugs, but I make it a pattern. So I just really, I love like visually, I like the idea of like patterns and repetition.
Well, your next release is coming up this Sunday, and it's a big deal because you've moved into a brick and mortar location, whereas past releases were at your home studio or pop-up or online. But it's not just any old building that you're moving into. Tell us about the gallery.
Yeah, I am super excited that recently this year I moved into the Rimunoz Gallery. So my studio is there now, and we have been, or I've been working there since April, but this is the first body of work that I've created in this new space. And, you know, it was my late grandmother Ree's gallery, and so it's really special to be there. My dad runs the gallery, so I get to work right near my dad, and my younger brother works there in the summer when he's not in school. So, and we have all our dogs there. There's like up to four dogs there sometimes. So it really is like a family thing there. And I love that so much. And I grew up there, going there as a kid, and now my kids do the same. They have their own designated scooters at the gallery that they run around in. So it's just, it's a really special place to our family. And I'm really thankful that I get to be a part of that in a new way now.
What's been your connection to the gallery like since you've been creating your own work? I imagine, you know, you're working from home a lot of the times, and, you know, what was the space like before, and how has it changed since you moved into it?
Well, it was like a storage room when we were first looking at it.
Oh, wow.
So with the help of my dad and my husband, Billy, we, over a few months, we renovated the space. We ripped the carpets out. We polished the floors and put up a wall and created that space, that separation, which in the space that used to be a storage area. So now it has like, yeah, it's a full studio now. I moved in, and it has this like beautiful natural light, which I'm really thankful for. You know, working in a garage, it got kind of dark in there, and it's been really wonderful to have a designated spot to create. It was really good for my artistic practice to create that separation between work and home life. I have young children, and so being able to be very intentional about my time at home with my children and my time working as an artist, I think both are better.
Yeah. What are some memories you have of being in that space over your life?
Oh my gosh. I can't really think of any in particular. I just like, it's always been a home away from home. It was the place that at the end of the day, after school, I would go there and do homework every day. I would, you know, we were there daily. It was just like an extension of our lives being there. And watching my dad and my grandma put together shows there over the years. And I mean, that, you know, they built the building back when I was, oh my gosh, a couple years old. So it's been around for about 30 years now.
Were any of your current pieces, did the designs come to you in that new space, or was it things that you were working on that you sort of finished there?
The one thing that I had been working on previously to moving into this new space was the testing of the glazes. So All these like beautiful, vibrant colors. And then I was actually kind of inspired by those to think about like what complementary colors of illustrations can I pair with those glazes. So I have like a beautiful, vibrant, bright blue. And then we were out in Tanaki again, and we were picking like wild strawberries. And I was like, oh, this would be beautiful together. A pattern of like wild strawberries with this beautiful blue variant dripping blue glaze.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I also really wanted to start fresh and make a totally new body of work, because actually like back in March, I was supposed to release another body of work, but I had a kiln malfunction.
Oh, no.
And I lost everything. And so at that point, I really wanted to just move on and create a new body of work. I really didn't want to like revisit those past designs, because it was just like, it was too hard.
And yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I know that was a big setback and pretty rough
okay.
for you.
It all worked out for an okay reason. I ended up then being able to dedicate so much more time to moving my space and getting that set up in a way I needed it to be. And I'm really thankful for that. And then I had the whole summer to create, which was wonderful.
I follow you on Instagram, and your posts are really fun. And even the kiln malfunction, because you posted about that a little bit. So I got the Instagram version of that story. But they're a great way to preview what's coming up for you, what you're about to release. Do you have any idea of a piece or pieces that you think are going to be the most popular?
No, I only say that because I can't like pick a favorite myself either. I had somebody ask me like what my favorite piece was recently, and I can think of maybe like 10 of my favorite designs. So I've heard from different people they like different pieces. And I think one thing that's going to be really fun is that there are so many one-of-a-kind pieces. That's something that I love about doing an in-person show. Sometimes when I do a release online, it's more like I'll do like 5 or so of one mug design. Just the logistics of like putting it online, it's a little bit more challenging. But when I'm doing a local show where I can just have like everything there, I do have the freedom to make more of just like one piece. And so there are so many like that. And I'm going to try to take some photos ahead of time, probably the night before, and send to my email subscribers so they can see everything set up. And then the morning of, I guess I'm locking myself into this now, but the morning of, I'm going to go live on my Instagram and show everyone the show so they can see what's there. So then when they walk in, they know exactly where they want to go or what they want to look for.
That's important. I've been to your releases, and you know, people are very thirsty for your work. So I imagine you're gonna have a good turnout.
Thank you.
People will want to have a strategy so they can get the thing that they want, you know, or at least try to get the thing that they want the most.
Yeah.
Or maybe have a second or third choice too, because they're all great choices.
Thank you. I want to just do everything I can to make it like a fun experience for everyone. It's super fun for me, and I really love the energy of these shows and all the support from the community. It's just actually, it's very mind-blowing to me. I feel incredibly thankful.
Well, the showing is this Sunday at 10 a.m. And do you want to tell us a little bit about the location for folks who maybe haven't been to the Rimuños Gallery?
Yeah, the Rimuños Gallery is at 2101 Jordan Avenue, and that's in the valley right across from the Jordan Creek Mall. It will be on a Sunday, so I'm hoping that that means parking should be fairly easy for everyone. Most things will be closed that day. So that was intentional. I wanted it to be as easy for everybody to get to as possible.
That's fantastic. Anything else you'd like to share about the show or your work or the new space?
Just that I'm so excited to see everybody. I look forward to doing these in-person shows, and it's really special for me. So I am very excited, and thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I hope the slug mug finds a very good home.
I have a few of them, so I made some goblets, some slug goblets too. So
I think that's very smart.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Mercedes Munoz, and have a great time at your release on Sunday.
Thank you, Shelley.